You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Romans 13:11-14. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Today's meditation is about knowing that the kingdom of God is at hand. We should be eager to live as children of the light. The passage begins in verse 11 by saying, "Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep." As Christians, we believe that Jesus Christ will come again at any moment to establish his kingdom completely and forever. However, what Paul is saying here is not that we know the specific time or hour when the Lord is coming, but he is saying that we should be ready for that time when the Lord comes again, because it's getting near. The Greek word for time here is the word kairos. Some of you might be familiar with this word. Kairos means the appointed time or a proper time. So Paul is telling us that we are living in a time of opportunity, a special season, where we should be living in a way that keeps us alert, waiting for the Lord's return and the establishment of his kingdom forever. The passage continues and it gives us two contrasting images, night and day, dark and light. And what they try to illustrate is the opposition that exists between sin and salvation, the things of this world and the flesh, and the kingdom of God. So, the day of the Lord is coming, and all those who believe in Christ, God's children, are in the light, or we should be in the light. But it requires something from us, and for that we are giving another image, taking off and putting on, like someone does with clothes. So we are encouraged to cast off, take off, the works of darkness, and to put on the armor of light. This means that we are supposed to put away everything that comes from this world, to put away the desires of our flesh, any sin, and allow that Christ and the Holy Spirit clothe us with his grace and light. Finally, we are invited to walk properly, as verse 13 says. To walk is a word used to refer to the way we live, or our way of life. So as Christians and God's children, we are meant to live in a way that our behavior, our attitudes, and even the way we think and speak reflects Christ, and so reflects his light. If we live in the light, then there is no room for darkness. And to conclude our meditation, we are aware that the Lord will come again to establish his kingdom forever. So let us be awake and ready by putting on the armor of light that Christ and his Holy Spirit give us. Let us walk in the light of the Lord by conducting ourselves in a way that we may reflect the light of God as his children.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.